This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This video is about scholars speaking about tyranny or injustices that are out there and why certain scholars will not speak about certain issues, but they might speak about other issues. Now, right now, we've got this whole thing about Black Lives Matter. So there are many scholars out there who've spoken about this issue. And yes, there are other issues in the world which they may or may not have spoken about. Now, what happens is you get this typical thing about internet keyboard warriors who are behind screens who say, oh, this scholar doesn't speak about this issue and that scholar doesn't speak about that issue. And blah, 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 blah. They'll come out and they'll start to, you know, come out. I mean, they're not really coming out, but they come out online. This is this sort of, you know, one of the easiest seats to sit in because they've got, look, they've got maybe a few hundred followers, all right? Scholars out there have got thousands and thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of followers. Now, let me tell you what happens. Let me give you some stories and then you'll understand why. I know of a Palestinian scholar who lives in the West, who's got origin in Palestine, who spoke about what's going on there. And guess what happened to him? When he went over there to visit his family, he was detained for nine hours in interrogation. Then he got a black hood placed over his head. He's got his passport taken away from him. He got driven to a no man's land in the Strip of Gaza, and he got left there to be killed in his underwear and his black hood over his head. No clothes, no passport. He was very lucky to have come out there alive. Somehow he got to the embassy. Some Muslim brothers found him there. They took him to the embassy and he luckily got out of there. This scholar told me this himself. Okay? Now, before you internet warriors and you, you know, people out there who are always saying, oh, this scholar hasn't spoken about this. Think. I want you to think twice about the risks these scholars take and about their risk of their freedom, risk of being imprisoned. There are scholars right now who've spoken about the Saudi, you know, what's going on in Saudi Arabia over the last few years. They're in prison. Now, I don't see Muslims out there who are these keyboard, you know, internet warriors who are now supporting those scholars or even trying to make some campaigns to free these scholars. I don't see that. This is the most cowardly thing is to sit behind a keyboard and say, this scholar hasn't spoken, that scholar hasn't spoken. And when these scholars get imprisoned or their freedom is taken away from them or they are threatened to be killed, then you know what? All you keyboard you warriors and so on and others who are sitting in the background, you know, you armchair critiques, you're not there to support them. If you're going to say to me, no, we're going to support these scholars, then I'm going to say to you one thing. Why haven't you already supported the scholars that are in prison? There is a scholar I know personally in London who spoke against something that happened in Bangladesh 7 years ago. There was a whole political situation out there. He spoke openly in the media against this. The government of Bangladesh has banned him from coming back to Bangladesh. He can't go there for his life. I know an Egyptian scholar in London who I'm close to, who spoke about the Egyptian situation 6 to 7 years ago. Okay. If he goes to Egypt to see his mother's over there, but he can never go over there. He's going to be imprisoned and he'll never see another day of a free day where he can roam around under the sun. And where are you guys going to be? If any of these scholars face that? Nowhere to be seen. I know Indian scholars who never spoke about the Kashmiri crisis. I've spoken about the Kashmiri crisis. I have. My origin is you know, I'm British born, but my father came from Bangladesh and I do have family over there in Bangladesh. However, these Indian scholars who never spoke about Kashmir, why? Because they've got families over there that they want to visit. That's why they stayed silent. It's not because they're cowards. It's not because they're cowards. And none of you, except one in probably 10 million Muslims out there, would actually try and do something about the scholars when they face in trouble. SubhanAllah al-Azim. I remember Sheikh Hamza Yusuf. Now, there are things that I disagree with Sheikh Hamza Yusuf. And there are things that I agree with Sheikh Hamza Yusuf. So let's not get into this whole thing about Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, whether you're for him or against him. I don't want to talk about that right now. And it's not going to make any benefit to talk about that. There are things that we agree and disagree with people. And it doesn't mean if you disagree something with someone, you have to throw everything that they've said out the window. No, you don't. Be wise. Be smart. Right? Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, may Allah bless him. I met him many times. One of the times I met him was 1996. And he said a very deep thing at that moment. He said, scholars, when they get into situations where it becomes very political, they have to make a choice. Is it better for me to carry on speaking against these political situations and end up with my freedom gone and myself in prison? Or should I just stay quiet and carry on preaching to the masses? Now, they have to make this very clear choice. Where's the greater benefit? And if they see that the greater benefit is to carry on being able to be free and give da'wah to Muslims and benefit the ummah in a larger way in that way, then yes, they will make that choice. But if they feel that, no, I'd rather go down into prison and let me become a person who people, you know, because of me going to prison, then people will talk about this more and the benefit is going to be more for some reason, then yes, he makes that choice. Now, that's his personal choice to make. Not every situation out there requires you to go out there and speak and say to them, look, let me tell you from the Sunnah. There are times in the Sunnah when the Prophet ﷺ spoke out. There are times when he stayed silent. There are times when he hid. Hiding is not being a coward. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet ﷺ, when he was in Makkah al-Mukarramah, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari came and he said, is this Quran not the truth? Should this not be preached to those Makkahs, to those Makkan mushrikeen, to those who worship the idols? And the Prophet ﷺ said, don't read the Quran over there in front of the Kaaba right now. They'll attack you. And Abu Dharr al-Ghifari said, no, he's going to go out there. He went out there. He's preached the Quran. They left him in a pool of blood. The Prophet ﷺ couldn't come and rescue him. The Muslims couldn't come and rescue him. That wasn't the time. It wasn't the situation. I want you guys to understand that there are, you know, the Sunnah has got many different, you know, varieties of things that is given to us. So this was one incident. Another, you know, there are many incidents where Rasulullah ﷺ did speak out. Yes. But there's an incident when he was doing his hijrah. He stayed quiet. He hid with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu in a cave for 3 days. That was the time to hide. Hiding sometimes is a sunnah. Staying quiet for 3 days in a cave and sitting in there in a cave for 3 days was a sunnah. So if somebody decides that they're going to not say something, it could be one of these sunnahs. I'm not saying that they should always stay quiet. No, there are many times when the Prophet ﷺ spoke out. But he chose his times. Look, this is to do with hikmah, right? One thing that rules above everything else is hikmah. To speak or not to speak, you have the knowledge to do that. But to know when to speak and when not to speak, and what matter to speak in and when to stay quiet, this is hikmah. This is wisdom. Scholars have wisdom. I know certain, certain Muslims right now, Muslim scholars right now, they will speak about certain matters, they won't speak about other matters. And there's always a good reason if you get to know the scholar and if you get to know the reason why. So look, before you move ahead with anything else, if you're going to say to me, well, we still don't care, we want these scholars to speak about this, that, that. Look, if you haven't already tried to free all the scholars who are in prison, if you haven't tried to support the scholars who've had their lives threatened, and when I say threatened, I mean really, you know, they've been threatened with to have a bullet in the head. I've met a scholar who was very outwardly spoken and then he had to go quiet because three times he was met on the streets with someone who said, we know what you're doing, and we're aware of you, and if you carry on, then boom, there's going to be a bullet in your head. I personally have met that scholar who's told me that. Now look, there are scholars out there who risk their freedom and so on, so let them be as they are and let them speak about whichever matter they think is urgent, and whichever matter they can speak about, let them do that in their own way. And if you ever want to know why they don't speak and so on, go and see that scholar privately and go and have a face to face word with them. Anyway, jazakumullah khair. May Allah bless all the rest of you who understand the situation. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.